I'm here in Belfast speaking to a pilot here as we've landed about well-being and work and whether autonomy, mastery and purpose are things that resonate with real people when it comes to the work they do. So the sense of having a sense of independence in the work you do, having scope to improve the way you work and finding a sense of meaning and purpose. Is that something you find in your day-to-day work?
The nature of what I do doesn't allow autonomous operation, because the very nature of what we do means that it's got to be teamwork. And not only that, actually, we work very much what is termed as standard operating procedures, because the business of flying is something that doesn't really recognize individual flair, because for safety reasons, everybody has got to do the same thing.
Sure.
To ensure, because when the two of us are working together, I could be flying with somebody I've never flown with before. Now, if he doesn't know how I operate, it makes it very difficult. So the environment itself is one where, by the very nature of the job, involves actually all of us singing from the same hymn sheet. So as a result, individuality doesn't necessarily come into it, because it's something that requires you to work more as a team player. Now, where obviously you can exercise your individualness into it is the fact that you take a professional interest in what you do.
Mm.
So, like in any job, you'll get somebody who'll pay more attention to making sure everything is done the correct way, whereas others who might sort of go, well, we can get away with it. So, as an individual, or for me certainly in my position, I have to probably step in as an individual and say, no, we have to maintain a standard. So as an individual, you can see where they are maintaining a standard. But this job really requires you to work as a team rather than as an individual.
And that's an important part of well-being as well, because the happiness and being connected at work comes from how we relate to other people.
Yeah.
And although we're recording this, I'm going to comment on the fact that as a person, you come across a lovely balance of both being very calm and very approachable. So there's a very welcoming demeanour, and that must be something that sort of resonates in your team environment, because the rest of the crew were also very positive and approachable, but in a confident way, in a very self-assured way, which is important given the job you do.
One of the things we actually deal with in the aviation industry is very good at that is what we term CRM, which is crew resource management. And part of crew resource management is looking at various aspects of crew resource management. We look at things like, for example, concept of leadership, concept of decision-making, concept of fault diagnosis, and all those things actually involve being able to work as a team, and at the same time, perhaps, then sort of saying, okay, well, these are all the inputs I'm getting, and then how do I, as the person in charge, deal with it? So, the nature of this job really very much is, and you've got to be able to work together as a team, because as I said, you could be working with somebody you've never met before.
Yeah.
And therefore, if you are the sort of person who's, say, very, very individualistic, you could alienate that person from actually working with you, which therefore makes this particular job that much more difficult.
Sure.
One person could actually fly this aircraft quite happily by himself, but it's when things start to go wrong that is a completely different story. So, I think this particular role really is one that requires you to be able to take the inputs from everybody around you.
Yeah.
Because unless you work as a team, say for instance somebody works in IT perhaps, you and your computer, as long as you don't kick your computer too hard, I suppose you can work as an individual.
Sure.
But in this, the cabin crew are my eyes in the back of the aircraft. So whatever goes wrong there, I'm relying on them, knowing that they can talk to me without feeling silly. They can come, any problem that they have, they should be able to come and ask me without being made to feel or being belittled for coming and bothering me. So part of that is what we term CRM, crew resource management. It is getting the best out of the environment we are in via the people actually work at the same time.
Just one last question and a point. Do you feel a sense of meaning in the work you do? Do you think that's something that's shared in your crew?
Yes, I think, that's a there are some people actually do it purely because they think, well, I do it because I've got bills to pay.
Yes.
But in the main, unless you are happy with the working environment you're in, you won't do it. Now, that's not to say that there aren't problems. One of the things about this particular company is, the airline industry at large has faced a pretty difficult time over the last few years, post September 11th, with the way the economy is at the moment. So you find that people are there because, A, perhaps some of them feel